Oh, hey. Thanks for following me here. I was so excited that I didn't really think of putting on my school clothes again. I don't think anybody will really care. But this is my sister's office. You know, she's the sex ed teacher at this school, and I think you may have seen her before. I don't think she'd really like us barging in out of nowhere, because she must be busy, especially at this time of day. But if you're one of her classmates, I think she may just let us both in. I'm not really a part of her class, but she still works here, so let me knock on her door. Big sis, it's me, and I'm here with a good friend of mine. And could you let us in, please? I'm sorry for interrupting you at such a busy time of the day, I assume. This is my really, really good friend. I guess you can even consider him my boyfriend at the moment. Well, isn't this a surprise? My little sister visiting me at this time of day? And, what do we have here? If it's not my star student. I was beginning to miss you. I haven't seen you in what? A few weeks? After our demonstration, I was hoping we would get at least some kind of continuation to that. I was going to teach the class how to do, you know, anal sex. Oh, wait, sister, what are you hinting towards? Did you actually do something with him? Why, my dear sister, I'm a sex ed teacher. I have to have a distinct hands-on approach, especially with my best students. I mean, it's only natural, am I right? So, you actually had sex with him? I mean, you had sex with her? This is really awkward. Why didn't you tell me about this earlier? Who knows? Honestly, I'm glad he didn't. It adds so much fun to this occasion. A pleasant surprise. And God knows I'm due for one. The past few weeks have been so boring. Say, how did you two meet? I'm really interested to find out. I mean, we've always kind of been friends, but we sort of went the next level earlier. I just got done, pleasuring him a little bit in the gym. I mean, this kind of explains why I still have my gym uniform on. But what exactly did you two do? Like, I know you two fucked and everything, but where exactly did you do it at? Well, I suppose the where is all the more interesting, isn't it? When one has sex, it doesn't really matter when you do it, but where you do it. Well, if you must know, him and I did it right in front of all of my class. It was supposed to be more of a demonstration of how things went between a man and a woman who love each other very, very much. But don't worry, there are no feelings between him and I. So don't be afraid of him you know, doing anything unloyal. Oh, wait, what? The classroom? That's insane. I really don't know what to say. My head is all in a bunch now. That kind of explains why he hasn't been to sex ed in quite some time. He must have been so embarrassed. Maybe he was enjoying it so much in the moment that he didn't realize exactly what he was doing, and maybe when he had the time to reflect on it, he came to a certain conclusion. It doesn't really upset me, though, that you did that, sister. Because I know you. And you're definitely really freaky like that. I just wanted you to meet my new boyfriend, that's it. But, I guess it's nice to know all of those other details. Truthfully, the real reason why I wanted us to meet up is to get some sex advice from you. Since him and I are just beginning to be a thing, I was wondering what's the best possible way to give him a blowjob. I mean, I know I gave him a really good one earlier, but I want to give him one that's so unforgettable. Like, do you have any tips for me, maybe? Look at my little sister growing up so fast. I assumed there would only be a certain amount of time until you came to me with that question. You're most certainly of age, so I guess I'll teach you a little something or two. Young man, can you sit in that chair over there? Better yet, no. Sit on that small couch. That's gonna be a lot more comfortable for you. You see, younger sister, the best way to prepare for fellatio is to assure that who you're giving fellatio to is in the most comfortable position. This starts off with him being in a comfortable seating area. So this couch, I believe, will do just that for him. And young man, please take your pants off. I can already see you getting hard. I suppose seeing a quite hot girl your age in her gym uniform, and of course seeing me again, would get you really pent up. I'll give you all the time that you need. And just let me know when you're done.
Wait, sister. You want us to do it in here?
I was thinking you could just give us tips that we can maybe take home with us. Oh? Are you scared to do it here? I mean, you just got done doing it in the gym, you know? Or anybody at all could have just waltzed in there and caught you two in the act. And then what would have happened? I would have gotten a letter from the principal telling me that you were either suspended or expelled. I happen to know that gym closet that you two were in. And I can assume there's no camera. I know for sure there's no cameras in here. And nobody will walk in here without knocking. So you two are just safe with me. Now little sis, walk over there to him and show me how you start off in the act. If you say so, sister. Okay, let's start. Jeez, it seems like you're
extra hard today. You must be really, really turned on now, aren't you? I mean, I wouldn't blame you, really. But it's really nerve-wracking. Just the thought of doing this in front of my sister. While she's watching, just with that face of hers. Okay. Here I go. No, no, no. What are you doing? Get off him. That's not the way to start off. I taught you better than that. Well, I don't think I ever taught you in blowjobs before, did I? Well then, I'll show you how to do it myself, step by step. So first, you grab his member like this, and you gently stroke it, just like this. Now watch very carefully. Do you see what I'm doing? I'm slowly but surely caressing his member, making sure that it's at its peak hardness. And then, while you do so, and feel free to add just a little bit of teasing with it, like licking the tip. This would make him go crazy. But just a little bit more caressing. That should about do it. Now to the licking. Oh, so that's how you do it. I was doing it all wrong then. I'm so stupid. Holy fuck, that's so hot. I can taste pre-cum already. And it hasn't even been a full minute. Little sister, I would suggest you just watch and learn. But there is one thing you can do. Show me how you can treat his ball sack while I deal with the main course. Okay, I'll try. I've never really done anything with his ball sack, so this will be my first time. And don't you worry, little sister. I will be watching you as you do it and give you some feedback after he climaxes. So without further ado, let's continue with our little lesson. First, you start off by wrapping your lips around the tip, like this. Give a few kisses on the tip like this. Each kiss will stimulate him more and more. And then continue with the tip. Just like this. Are you paying attention, little sister? Yes, I am. When do I get to work on his ball sack? You'll get to work on it in just a second. But I need to show you this next part before you do that. Now, after you finish teasing his tip, for maybe, I'd say 1 to 2 minutes, not including the tip licking, and then you can progress to the rest of his member. Now, depending on your preferences, you can either surprise him by going full deep row at that exact moment, or slowly work your way down and down and down. I'll do exactly that. Slowly work my way down until his dick is fully inside of my mouth. And then just keep doing that for maybe another 30 seconds or so. And then devour the entirety of his member. I mean, with such a big one like this, I would assume beginners would have an issue with that. Maybe they wouldn't be able to get it all down. But if you're experienced like me, and I would imagine like you as well, little sis, and since you set them off a bit earlier, then deep throating would be no issue. Little sis, now's your cue. I would suggest beginning with his ball sack while I finish up with his dick. Okay. I hope I do this right. You're my little sister. I'm pretty sure you'll do fine. Now let's continue. Mm-hmm. things feel good? I can feel your balls pulsating. You're getting close to coming. I can feel it. Just like last time. And don't be afraid to shoot in my mouth. Because spitters are quitters. I'm pretty sure my little sister didn't spit it out when you shot it into her throat, did she? And that's because it's in our DNA to always swallow. He's coming in my big sister's throat. Another delicious lovey come from my star student. Look at how cute little sister is. She's still sucking on your testicles. I wonder what would happen if I sucked his entire ball sack. Also pulsating again. Oh my, I think he's gonna come again. He's popping his load again. Quick, little sister. Yes, yes, swallow it all. And just like that, yes. It didn't take much time at all for you to come again. I think this means that I sucked his ball sack good enough, big sis. Well, seeing just how quickly he got off right after I swallowed his load, I would say a B for ball sack would be a good grade to give you, younger sister. So I believe that's probably all you have for now, young man. Or do you have a little bit more to offer? Because if so, I would love to continue this lesson. I would definitely love that, big sister.